Festivities kicked off with an opening ceremony and live music at the local Naknek bars. The music was part of the Beargrass Festival, which is also a part of Fishtival. That was the Eternal Cowboys, a band out of Anchorage. Other sets included Emma Hill, Matt Hopper and the Roman Candles, The Goat Rodeo, and White Trash Warrior Princess. Melissa Mancuso, organizer of Beargrass and bartender at Red Dog, says she's never seen such a wild fishtival. She estimates 400 people came through the Red Dog this weekend.
The walls were moving, people were stomping so loud. I mean, it was a great, great, awesome jam and dance party. I think all these guys, after a really incredible fishing season, got to jam out and have the best time.
A group called Bonsai performed music and dance at the school Friday. The group says it's religious-based, but more a celebration of one family. The set included biblical songs, but also country music, interpretive dance, and Latin music. On Saturday, dozens of people lined the Naknek streets to watch the parade. Floats included a restored sailboat, fire trucks, and lots of candy.
Yeah, I got a couple fistfuls. My name's Lewis Wayne Singley, and I came out here for the parade, the bazaar, and the candy. What's this?
Pixie stick. What was your favorite piece of candy you got?
Probably the Kit Kats.
Later on, there was a 5K color run. Five different powdered colors were tossed on runners throughout the race. One color thrower says there's a specific technique.
A lot. Get a lot in your cup, get down close, try to hit the biggest part of their body.
The weekend also included a bazaar with food, jewelry, clothing, and info on local companies. On Sunday, there was one last music get-together featuring all the Beargrass bands, as well as an art competition. The weekend finished off with a presentation of historic Bristol Bay photos and a closing ceremony. Dozens of raffle prizes were given out, but the audience waited for the biggest prize of all, a brand new Nissan truck. It's a fundraiser for youth scholarships, so raising enough money is priority number one.
I'm really sorry to say there were not enough tickets sold again. We just need to sell a couple $100 more. But someone will win the truck. It's just not going to be tonight.
It turns out it's $5,000 that still need to be raised. The winner will be announced October 10th. So for now, Fishtival 2017 is over, and so is the heat of the Salmon Run. The Bristol Bay Borough will shrink from a summer population of 10,000 to about 1,000 in the next couple weeks. But the cycle will start over again next year in 2018.
Happy Fishtival, number 35.
In Naknek, I'm Caitlin Tan.